Leading the news this morning, the Australian government has upgraded its warnings for people travelling to Indonesia in the wake of yesterday's terror attacks. Islamic State militants have claimed responsibility for a gun and bomb assault in Jakarta that killed a Canadian national, a police officer and five attackers. The Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, says although travel advice has been upgraded, the threat level at home in Australia remains at high.
We have changed our advice to Indonesia for those travelling there to reflect these attacks. We urge Australians to exercise a high degree of caution.
One of Britain's best love actors, Alan Rickman, has died in London. He was 69 and suffering from cancer. Rickman is famous for his roles in the Harry Potter films, as well as Love Actually and Die Hard. The World Anti-Doping Authority has declared corruption was embedded in the world athletics body, the IAAF. In its second report into doping in athletics, WADA says leaders at the top of the sport must have known about widespread drug use among its athletes. Power has been restored to almost 80,000 homes after a severe storm ripped through Sydney yesterday. A man was killed when a tree fell on his car at Emu Plains. A woman sustained critical injuries.